Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black, is going to keep us on planet Earth because commercial space is a prospect. It can succeed spectacularly, SpaceX. It can also fail. That is commercial space. I remind myself, the story of the railroads was about great success and monopoly and riches and also failure. Remember the railroad that was going to be connecting Kansas City to Mexico City? Neither does anyone else. Bob, a very good evening to you. Let's do commercial space successes and failures. We begin with what appears to be success. What is Axiom? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, it's not a success yet. You know, commercial space and capitalism all has to do with freedom. You know, that forgotten word Americans don't know much about anymore, freedom. And freedom involves risk. You take chances. You could fail. You could succeed. That's also something the Americans don't really know much about anymore is risk and taking chances. But anyway, so Axiom is a private company that has it's planning to build a module to add to ISS that will eventually detach from ISS and be an independent space station. And those modules are for the purposes of tourism and a private facility for scientific research. Make money on that. And so they have a private flight that they are going to do to ISS that they want to do early in 22 in January. And they've had this contract outlined for a while. And so this week, NASA and Axiom announced they have finalized the contract for that private tourism flight to ISS in January of 22. They will spend about 8 days. The passengers will spend about 8 days on ISS. I think there's going to be four on their capsule because they're going to use a Dragon capsule on Falcon 9 rocket to get up there. So this deal, Axiom is going to purchase services from NASA such as supplies, any cargo storage on the station, any on-orbit resources they got to use. If they have to interact with the NASA astronauts on board, they got to pay for that time as well. And so they've made a deal and they've got it. And so we're going to have a commercial flight to ISS in January of 22, assuming everything goes right. That's to follow the commercial orbital flight, not to ISS, that SpaceX is flying in September. That's going to be in orbit for about 3 days. And that's following the suborbital first commercial tourist flight on Blue Origin's New Shepard in July. So things are picking up, John. There's no doubt about it. So this is a potential success. We'll have to wait to see.
Private flight to ISS. It will be a headline, Bob, and the success will bring more. Now we go to NASA being shrewd, raising prices. I agree. How much, Bob, and for what?
Well, okay, so Axiom has a deal with NASA to fly to ISS, and they're going to use all these services of NASA. And they made this deal a few years ago, about 2 years ago, under a price scheme that NASA used to have, which pretty much did not charge anybody very much of anything. Well, about 3 months ago, NASA announced it was going to start, is going to raise all those commercial prices, and their initial announcement raised the prices by 700%. NASA lied when it said it talked to all its those involved, like Axiom and SpaceX and other commercial customers who would be using ISS. They didn't talk to anybody. They just announced these prices, raising it by 700%. Well, this week they officially announced a revised price list, which was essentially the same. Very little changed. So they're raising prices by about 700%. It's going to cost, a hypothetical four-person, one-week mission to ISS would cost about $1 million, and that would not include storage, data, or power. That would be additional costs. Basically, under the new these new things, the cost for Axiom's flight in January is probably going to be much less than this. But future flights like that would cost anywhere from $2.5 to $3.5 million, paid NASA, which for a private company is not necessarily small change. A private person buying a flight, it's not so cheap. Hey, it's hard to say whether this is good or bad, John. I personally think what's going to end up doing is going to be driving commercial business away from ISS, big deal. Axiom will have an incentive to separate its module from ISS. Most of Axiom's future flights, once it gets module launched in 24, will not be charged this money because they won't be dealing with NASA, even though it's on ISS. But the sooner they separate from ISS, the sooner they can avoid these middleman charges. A lot of the charges that NASA is putting up here, John, are completely irrelevant to them. They're charging for up flight and down flight costs for passive cargo. But that's going on a Dragon capsule. That's SpaceX's business, not NASA's. NASA's not providing the up and down ferrying in the slightest. So what business do they have to charge anything for that? But they are. And so this is going to drive business away, and I think that's actually good competition. NASA's going to overcharge. Other people are going to come up with their own space stations, and we'll have multiple stations providing hotel business in space, independent of the government.
We know hotel business is coming, Bob. We know that. We can see it now. There'll be a Hilton in space. There'll be Four Seasons in space. People will boast about it. This will become a new status symbol, how long you spent in space and your memories of it. All very good. Now, this is the positive of commercial space. There is also risk, and when risk fails, we describe Virgin Galactic. What is it, first of all, Bob? What is its ambition?
Virgin Galactic was formed in 2004. Many of you weren't born at that time, by Richard Branson. He basically announced after the successful winning of the Ansari X Prize in 2003 that he was going to take that design and concept, scale it up, and he was going to start flying suborbital tourist flights to space, sell tickets. He sold deposit tickets almost immediately, and it was only going to happen in a few years, and they were going to do hundreds of flights a year in just a couple of years. And he's been promising this now for 17 years, Virgin Galactic. Well, this week, Virgin Galactic, who has yet to do a commercial flight in space and has had problems, by the way, with their spaceship Unity spacecraft, revealed its first quarterly report for this year. It became an open stock, public traded stock about a year and a half ago. They released their quarterly report, and they lost $130 million in the first quarter of 2021. That was a better quarter than the previous quarter, where they lost about $300 plus million, but it was a loss. And in the same time they announced that, they also announced that there are issues with the White Knight 2 carrier airplane that takes the Unity Spaceship 2 up to fly. It seems that it has an undisclosed, quote, wear and tear issue, close quotes. And they are investigating this now. They had hoped to do a test flight in May, followed by a second test flight, which would then follow with finally the first commercial flight where Richard Branson would fly. Well, now they don't know. In about a week, they're going to decide whether they have to delay that May flight and determine this. With all that bad news, John, the stock of Virgin Galactic has been plummeting. Back when it was first released, it was a little over $10 when it was the IPO occurred. In the last year and a half, it had really gotten up as high as $62 a share. When it was in the range of $30 to $60, Richard Branson sold off most of his stock to get out from under. It has now tumbled to today. I think today was a low of $14. It's now about $17, $18 when we talk. I personally think that's still overpriced. This company has margin for future. It's very slim. With all those other flights coming, including orbital flights, this is not a winning business right now.
And the railroad to Mexico City never got built, but there were a lot of prospects, and people made money and people lost money. So it's following a recognizable course, Bob. I know I've been harsh about Virgin Galactic, but it's good to have an example. Also, Bob, I want to ask, are there launch rights or hangar space I'm looking for the assets for someone to come in and take it over and build in a new direction, similar to what happened at Tesla. You know, that was originally kind of a sports car for California. Mm. And when it was taken over, it developed in an entirely new direction.
Well, you got to remember that one of the losers in Virgin Galactic is Spaceport America in New Mexico.
Right,
the government in that city invested a lot of money to build this spaceport for Virgin Galactic on the promise that there'd be hundreds of flights and much business coming to the city. And instead, nothing has happened. So there's not much assets there. The design of White Knight 2 and the Spaceship 2 are such that it has really limited use. It can be used for suborbital research, and they have made a little money on some of their flights, putting commercial payloads on, but not very much. No, I don't know what this
All
could
right.
be used
All
for.
Right. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Commercial space means success. And the other thing. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.